Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is he's the real deal. He's got credentials a mile long, especially in the area of the Internet, the online world, cybersecurity. He serves on the board of directors of the Northern Virginia Technology Council, which is a very important organization. As you heard me say before, he was the CEO of Network Solutions, the forerunner to ICANN, back in the 90s. He was in the cubicle next door to the two guys who invented the Internet way back in the day. He's been around a long time, and he's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, and somebody that we call on when we want to know what's really going on out there in the world today, like we have going on right now. He's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you, as always.
It's good to have you back, Mike. Thank you for your time. Okay, so first question is, do you believe that Russia had anything to do with or did they have an inclination, an intention to subvert our election in any way, form, or fashion?
Jim, we have two conflicting reports so far, so nobody really knows the answer to this yet. There will be more to come. We may have congressional hearings. The intelligence community, from the reports, and again, those are undisclosed sources that were published in the New York Times and the Washington Post, say that the Russians attempted to do that. Well, what does that really mean? Versus the report we had from the FBI that looked at it extensively, not clear that there was any intent to influence.
Shouldn't we separate this into two things, though? One is to subvert the election results,
right,
which I don't think is possible because the local election systems are not connected to the Internet.
Right.
And the second one is, would they try to, like what they did with the DNC, hack the DNC, hack Hillary, and release information through WikiLeaks, that kind of thing. So those are two different ways of doing it, isn't it?
Two totally different ways, Jim. And, I mean, I agree with you. We're going to hear the normal political buzz on every show. I watch some of it Sunday morning early. And, you know, the implication from some of the major media networks is that they swayed the election to Donald Trump. I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that's why the American people voted for Donald Trump. I believe the other side ran a bad campaign and had a bad candidate.
Right,
but that's
right.
Just my personal opinion. So, you know,
we have to also point out that whether the Russians hacked it or not, somebody hacked in and discovered the bad behavior of the Democrat Party and the candidate. No, even the people who complained that somebody did this didn't say what they found wasn't true.
Yeah, exactly right, Jim. So, you know, it brought to the light of day the kind of things that unfortunately does go on in our political system in Washington,
right,
and in elections. So, no, again, there's going to be a lot more to come on this, but it's part of what you and I have been talking about for two or three years. We're living in a different world,
right,
Jim. We're living in a digital age. The government has a hard time getting their hands around that and understanding the implications. Business does. And all of us in the general public, this is a different kind of threat to the United States of America and our free allies and world partners.
And the bad implications are ramping up real quick, aren't they?
They are. That's exactly right, Jim. And, you know, the kinds of questions about Russia's interference, well, how long have you and I talked now for over 2 years about,
right,
what we've learned on our global Internet project at the American Enterprise Institute, over 2 years of talking to hundreds of people around the globe. China has closed down most of the Internet for its citizens. It's stolen hundreds of billions of dollars of our technology and intellectual property.
Right.
And what does it do with it? It uses it competitively against
mm-hmm.
us. It's part of the kind of thing Donald Trump has been talking about.
I want to stay on Russia for a second. Are you, Mr. Tillerson, the CEO of Exxon, is being considered to be the front runner for the Secretary of State. Does that surprise you? Does that upset you? Does that concern you?
That doesn't upset me. Does it surprise me? I'm learning to live with surprises from President-elect Trump, and I think we all should. This man thinks differently, and I think it's great he does, because we've been mired in a system for too long where we get the same old people back mm-hmm. time and again. We need fresh thinking. We've got new threats.
And new rules, don't we?
New rules. But Tillerson is a first-rate guy.
You're very familiar with him, aren't you?
I am. I know him, and he's a fine, outstanding global businessman.
Interesting. All right, hold on to that thought. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get some straight talk from somebody who's in the know, and that's our good friend Mike Daniels. He'll be back with me after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.